USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
U.S. inflation eased slightly in September to 8.2%, but underlying prices, excluding energy and food, accelerated to a new four-decade high of 6.6%. The president saying he's doing his best to tame 40-year high inflation.
Before I begin, let me say a few words quickly about today's report on inflation. Americans are squeezed by the cost of living. It's been true for years, and folks don't need to report to tell them they're being squeezed. Fighting this battle every day is a key reason why I ran for president of the United States.
Mexico and the United States are reaffirming their commitment to tackling the border crisis with a united front. Secretary of Homeland Security Alejandro Mayorkas says helping Mexico stop violence makes the United States safer.
The flow of illegal firearms from the United States to Mexico feeds the cartels that are smuggling drugs and migrants into the U.S. Decreasing that flow not only helps stem violence in Mexico, it also increases our homeland security.
The Democratic-led committee investigating last year's Capitol attack is issuing a subpoena to former President Trump. The former president can refuse to comply with the subpoena or invoke his Fifth Amendment right or refuse to answer questions by committee members if he chooses. Police in Raleigh, North Carolina are responding to an active shooter situation that has left at least one person dead. An off-duty police officer was shot and killed, with a local hospital saying at least four patients have been taken in with injuries related to the incident. There are also reports of multiple crime scenes. In financial news, at the closing bell, the Dow gained 827 points. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Life in prison without parole is a Florida jury's recommendation for 2018 Parkland School shooter Nicholas Cruz. In Cape Coral, Florida Republican Governor Ron DeSantis says he disagrees.
You know, they used to do this. He would have been executed in 6 months. He's guilty. Everybody knew that from the beginning. And yet it takes years and years in this legal system that is not serving the interests of victims.
As President Biden continues to spend time on the West Coast, new data is out regarding crime statistics.
Just ahead of President Biden's visit to Oregon on Friday, the FBI is reporting violent crime in Portland, Oregon between 2020 and 2021 was the absolute worst in the United States. The FBI's latest figures indicate violent crime in the United States remained high between that time period. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Former President George W. Bush and his wife Laura will be honored on World AIDS Day. The U.S. Global Leadership Coalition announced the former first couple will be in Washington, D.C. on December 1st for an event. The group saying it'll pay tribute to their extraordinary leadership to launching PrEPFAR 20 years ago. Connecticut Governor Ned Lamont ordering flags to be lowered at half-staff in the state after 2 Bristol police officers were killed and a 3rd was seriously injured. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download on iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw.
War Raw.